Welcome to StratCom Live. Listen, this is our podcast to help people with their small business and nonprofit marketing. And we really want to see people in that place. If you've got a small business or organization that needs some help with marketing, we want to help you succeed. So we're giving you a lot of really good information on this podcast. And this is kind of the pre-release to the podcast because the podcast is going to drop on September 11th. That's our official launch day. It's our official grand opening of Grand River Media, which is our parent company that kind of is a bigger part of the brand for StratCom Live, which is our podcast here. And Grand River Agency is officially having a grand opening that day. Our podcast is launching that day. So September 11th, 2023, I want you to subscribe to this. I want you to share it with your friends. I want you to leave us a rating and review so we can really help get the word out. Please help us get the word out about our podcast launch coming up on September 11th. But in the meantime, I wanted to give you something useful because this isn't just an advertisement. My goal is to give you something useful that helps you succeed because we want our friends to succeed. So today, we're going to talk about three tips for bloggers who are noobs, new bloggers that are blogging for the first time. We want to help you to really get what's important about blogging. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to get to know your audience. You know, it really matters who your audience is. And I don't just mean the people that are reading it. I mean the people that you want to read it, your target audience. And if you haven't ever taken the time to really think about that, it matters because you are writing for someone. Now, I would contend that if you're blogging, you're writing for two groups of entities. The first one that you're writing for is you're writing for the people that you want to serve, right? And there might be multiple groups within that, and you want to figure out who that is, and you want to write to that person. You want to write in a way that they can relate and understand. And the second group that you're trying to write for is actually robots. And that's for SEO purposes. You want to make sure that you can write in a way that's formatted properly for SEO. So that's, by the way, in case you missed it, SEO is search engine optimization. So when the search engines are sending out their little robots to comb the internet and look for content, you want to make sure that yours is written for that. So the first audience you want to get to know is the people that you're writing for. That's the most important one. Because here's the secret about SEO robots is while they are robots, their goal is to make sure that the content is good. So they keep improving their algorithms and the things that make them work. But their goal is to make sure that the content is readable and usable and accessible and helpful to the person looking for it so that the people searching are finding the right thing. So get to know both of those audiences. Understand a little bit about SEO. You don't have to be an expert, but understand a little bit about it at least to make sure that you understand how to properly write for it. But more importantly, you're writing for your audience. What do they want to know? What do they need to know? And what is the kind of content that they really enjoy and want to know? What kind of subject matter is really going to resonate with them? And where and when do they engage most in the digital realm? You know, when you understand these things, you start to understand, okay, this is who my target is. The other thing that you want to do, and I really recommend this as well, this is my second tip, is don't overlook your competition. Don't skip what your competitors are doing. So who in your market is reaching the people that you're trying to reach? Look at what they're doing. First of all, you might get really lucky in that the other people who are trying to reach those people aren't doing anything, in which case anything you do is really going to be helpful if you really understand your audience. But if they're doing well, learn from them. Don't steal their work. Don't plagiarize their work, but learn from them. What are they doing that's working? And how can you learn from that? This even works also with like some big names. You know, look at the big brands that are spending millions to do this. The big names in your industry are kind of at a way higher level than you, but what are they spending millions and billions of dollars to do and learn from them? The other thing that's really important, this is the third thing, guys, and that is to nail the headline. Okay? Your blog title is the most important thing. One, you want it to be SEO friendly, but two, you really want it to be something that gets attention. that get someone to want to click the article and to pay attention to it. And if you do that right, it's going to be helpful. And in fact, honestly, I say you should probably write it last. I mean, you might want to write your headline first, but it, you will really more accurately describe what your article is if you write the headline last. But either way, whatever you do there, make sure that your headline really, really captures the attention of the audience you're looking for and that it's properly formatted with your keywords for search engine optimization. If you can do that, that blog is going to be more and more effective. So listen, if these things are interesting to you, these three tips that I've given you, there are more tips just like that at our website at grandriveragency.io. And if you head there, look for the 6 blogging tips for digital marketing newbies that was written by Kelsey Bowden, who's our president and founder at Grand River Agency. And he will give you a lot of really good information. So that'll also be linked in the show notes. But I want you to go check out that blog article because it's gonna equip you even more. And if this is something that you need some help with, I know a guy. That's something that we can do here at Grand River Agency. And I'm really excited because as we get closer and closer to our grand opening and our podcast launch, we're going to be giving you even more content. We've got some podcast episodes that we've been working hard on that really, really equip you to market and promote and help your small business and nonprofit organization really succeed. That's what we want to see happen here at StratCom Live. So by the way, StratCom stands for Strategic Communications. And that's what our specialty is. It's not just, oh, we're a marketing agency. No, like we're really specializing in the most strategic way that you can communicate with the audiences that you need to communicate with. That's what we want to bring to the table. So as our grand opening is coming up on September 11th, make sure that you check in, subscribe to this podcast so that, or if you're watching it on YouTube, subscribe to the channel and hit the bell so that you get notifications when our new episodes go live. Anyway, guys, I just wanted to let you know that we're excited to be able to serve you. We all have a story to tell. Let's tell it well.